Flamma, a well-known gladiator whose battle name means flame, is best remembered for being one of the Roman Empire's greatest gladiators. The only clue historians have about his life is an inscription on an ancient tombstone in Sicily. Flamma's unique feature is that he won his freedom on 4 occasions, but surprisingly refused it every single time. This makes him quite an intriguing character in the history of Roman gladiators. This video will tell us more about his history and some theories that attempt to explain his odd decision to continue as a gladiator, notwithstanding his opportunities to be free. It is believed that Flamma was a young Syrian Jew who happened to be captured and sent to fight as a gladiator in Rome. His story is connected to the historical context of the Bar Kokhba revolt in 135 AD, when the Romans were keen to suppress the rebellion and sent a legion from Syria to Judea. This legion, besides being feared in battle, had a large auxiliary force of young men who aspired to Roman citizenship. Flamma, probably under 18 at the time, probably joined the legion as an auxiliary, but his career as a gladiator may have started due to insubordination, probably because he refused to follow Roman orders during the crackdown on the revolt. He was sold into slavery as a result, and ended up in the arena. Many Jewish slaves were captured and trained as gladiators at the same time. Nevertheless, many other captured Jews were turned away and designated as Noxi. They were prisoners of war, convicted criminals, and even Jews and Christians who were thrown into the arena without weapons or combat experience. Their death sentence was brutal, since they faced the prospect of being torn apart by wild animals or murdered by more skilled and trained gladiators. Flamma started his training as a gladiator in the lower ranks, known as bestiarii, joining groups of prisoners forced to fight to the death in the woods. Despite the scant chance of survival, Flamma managed to surface as the ultimate victor, earning the praise of the Roman people and the moniker Flamma. His unlikely survival made him popular with the crowd and afforded him the opportunity for proper training to move on to higher levels of combat. He became a secutor, a type of gladiator like the Myrmidon, equipped with a short sword and heavy armor, trained to face the retiarius, a gladiator who wore a net and trident. As a secutor, Flamma achieved great acclaim in Rome, having taken part in 34 fights with 21 victories, 9 draws, stans missus, and 4 defeats, missus. Opposed to the idea that gladiators always fought to the death, many bouts took place in smaller venues and not in the imperial arenas, where death matches were more prevalent. Flamma may have been beaten in smaller arenas, but his charisma and fortitude convinced the crowd to spare him. The organizer of the games took the spectators' opinion into account to decide the fate of the defeated gladiators. Gladiators could earn retirement or freedom if they displayed great skill and grit in their fights. The reward for this feat was the rudis, a wooden sword that represented the gladiator's liberation. Flamma turned down the offered freedom not once, but 4 times, although he had the golden opportunity to retire and earn money. This may be explained by the fact that a free gladiator's life was also tough, with limited career opportunities. Retired gladiators often found themselves joining the legions, working as bodyguards, training other gladiators, or becoming lanistas, gladiator entrepreneurs. Also, gladiators were given food, medical care, and housing within the training centers, something that could make life as a gladiator more appealing than the uncertainty of the outside world. The life of a freed gladiator was not necessarily better, and Flamma found success and acclaim in the arena. The gladiators were also a brotherhood, and Flamma benefited from the support and respect of his fellows. Whenever a gladiator perished in combat, these groups made sure that he was given a proper funeral, including a tomb inscription that honored his accomplishments in the arena. Flamma's life, the celebrated Syrian gladiator, ended in his 30s, during his 34th combat in the arena. He passed away doing what he loved, and his tomb carries an inscription that highlights his notable achievements. Flamma, secutor, lived 30 years, fought 34 times, won 21 times, fought to a draw 9 times, won reprieve 4 times, a Syrian by nationality. This inscription immortalized his courage and skills as a gladiator, leaving a legacy in Roman history. If you enjoyed finding out about the story of this valiant gladiator, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. See you in the next video!